Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM, your local radio station, for the Three Towns and surrounding area. My name is Alec Noble and I'm the local minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight I would like to be your tour guide on an amazing journey from here to eternity. If that sounds a bit cryptic, I shall explain it all a bit later. But first, let's have some music to set us off on our journey. This programme is entitled Four Ways to God. It is inspired by a book that has that title, written by Star Daly, and by something the famous psychologist Carl Jung said. Carl Jung pointed out that there are basically four types of human beings. There are head people, thinkers, reasoners, intellectuals, who deal with what life brings mainly by using their brains and thinking through issues logically. They're usually task-orientated. And then there are heart people, feelers, emotional people who relate to life in terms of feelings and they are usually more relational than task-orientated. And then there's a third group of intuitive people who back hunches, who go by instincts. They can't explain it, but they just know what the right thing to do is next. They go by gut instincts. Willpower's a big part of their makeup. And then there are sensual people who relate to the world through the five senses. They like to touch the items on a shop counter. They're touchy-feely, hugging sort of people. They get their hands dirty. They like their food to taste. They like audiovisuals, and they're active and physical. So which are you? Did you recognise yourself in that description? Actually, we are each a mixture of all four, but Carl Jung would say that we have our favourite one of the four ways of relating to life. And it's not that one is better than the others, it's just that we are all different, and it's part of the rich tapestry of life. The perfect person, like Jesus, would be the ideal balance of all four, but then we're not perfect. All of this is very important because it explains so much of the mysteries of life. Sometimes people feel that men are from Mars and women from Venus. This gives us an insight into that. For example, when one person says, "I like that," it can mean something very different from another person saying, "I like that." Head people mean, "I agree, I approve, I think it's a good idea. The advantages outweigh the disadvantages." Heart people mean, "I feel good about it. It appeals to my feelings." Intuitors mean, "Yes, let's try it. Why not? I bet it will work." Sensors mean, "It looks good, it feels good, it tastes good, it sounds good to me." Different branches of the Christian church can be understood in terms of this psychological insight. Presbyterians like intellectual worship. Preaching is their main focus. Pentecostals like emotional worship. They like to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Salvation Army people like music and worship, and they stress active Christian service. Roman Catholics like sensual worship, with stained glass, choir boys, and incense. Obviously, we are tarring with a wide brush, and there are many overlaps in all that we're saying. But it does shed a lot of light on ourselves and our journey through life. So let's explore four basic ways to God which match these four basic psychologies. So the first one I said was thinking. People who use their head. People who are logical and trying to meet life with thinking about it. I was thinking of Paul on the road to Damascus. He did have a blinding flash inspiration, but there was a lot leading up to that. He had witnessed the martyrdom of Stephen, the first Christian martyr. He was chewing over that because it had a profound effect on him. And he was thinking about these things when suddenly he had his Damascus Road experience. I think Paul was a thinker. If you read the book of Romans, you get his thoughts on the faith. So if you take the road to Damascus and Paul as the classic type of the thinking person, here's some music to match that. The thinking person's Christian music. It's Graham Kendrick leading a congregation in singing the belief of the creed.
We believe in God the Father, maker of the universe, and in Christ the Son, our Savior, come to us by virgin birth. We believe He died to save us for our sins, was crucified, then from death He rose.
So that was Paul on the road to Damascus, representing thinking people who use the head. A second type of person identified by Carl Jung are the feeling people, who are more of the heart, who are feelers. And I'm thinking of Cleopas and his friend on the road to Emmaus. Jesus had been crucified and buried, and they were walking home, trudging wearily homewards, the sun setting, their chins drooping into their chests. The light of their life had gone out. The light of the world had been extinguished. They thought the world had come to an end. You can feel for them. And then Jesus sneaks up alongside them and begins to talk to them. And he walks with them on the road and they go back to the house. And in the breaking of bread, they suddenly recognize it's Jesus. And then Jesus somehow disappears. And they turn around and they run back to tell the other disciples. Look at the turnaround in their feelings, from sighing to singing. From depressed to elated, from sad to glad, from tears to laughter. You can see them at the beginning, they were thick, they were slow to understand, and you see them now in touch with their feelings. The Bible says their hearts burned within them. Well, in that feeling mood, let's listen to Nina Simone expressing it. She's feeling good too.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Yeah, yeah. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
So we've been thinking of Paul on the road to Damascus as the thinking head type. We've been thinking about Cleopas and his friend on the Emmaus road as the feeling heart type. And now let's think about a third type of person, the intuitive person. I'm thinking of the Good Samaritan on the Jericho road. He's minding his own business, travelling down the road, when he sees a man lying in the gutter. Will he, won't he, cross the road and go over and help? Should he interfere or not, intervene? Well, there's all kinds of reasons, but, well, he doesn't know what possessed him, but he just decided to get off his horse and go over and help the man. He intuited. He had the hunch. He backed his hunch. You maybe can't explain it to other people later on, but he just did the right thing and he intuitively knew it was the right thing. It's a funny thing in life how it's not an exact science and we do have to take little risks and we don't always know the reasons for taking the risk that we took. And in all that confusion, I think it's well expressed by Katie Melua singing The Closest Thing to Crazy.
Standing strong, yet feel the air beneath my feet. How can happiness feel so wrong? How can misery feel so sweet? How can you let me watch you sleep? Got in so deep. Why did I fall in love with you? This is the closest thing to crazy I have ever been. Feeling 22, acting 17. This is the nearest thing to crazy I have ever known. I was never crazy on my own, and now I know that there's a link between the two. Being close to craziness and being close to you. And being close.
So far in this programme, we've been travelling down the Damascus Road with Paul and Graham Kendrick, the thinkers people. Then we travelled down the Emmaus Road with Cleopas and his friend and Nina Simone, the feeling people. And then we travelled the Jericho Road with the Good Samaritan and Katie Melua, the intuitive people. And now let's go the last leg of the journey, down the Jerusalem Road, from Gethsemane to Golgotha, with Jesus, and in a moment, Paul Nicholas. Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane, not knowing what to do. And we all know the agony of having a big thing in life, and you don't know whether to go for the right or the left, A or B. He came out of the Garden of Gethsemane, still agonizing, because now he knew what to do, and he knew he'd have to go from the Garden of Gethsemane to the cross on Golgotha and Calvary Hill. Fear and anxiety and the tension of not knowing what to do is just matched by the fear, the tension, and anxiety of now knowing what to do. And then it requires willpower. Jesus exemplifies submitting your own personal comfort, sacrificing for others, and in God's service. So Jesus set his face steadfastly towards Jerusalem and embraced the cross for love of us, expressing the love of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit God. So there you have the four types, the thinkers, the feelers, the intuitors, and the sensors. And let's follow that in the words of Paul Nicholas singing Gethsemane.
I only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed, I'm not as sure as when we started. Then I was inspired, now I'm sad and tired. Listen, surely I've exceeded expectations, tried for 3 years, seems like 30. Could you ask as much from any other man? But if I die, see the saga through and do the things you ask of me. Let them hate me, hit me, hurt me, nail me to their tree. I'd wanna know, my God, I'd wanna know, I'd wanna know, my God, I'd wanna see, I'd wanna see, my God, I'd wanna see, I'd wanna see, my God, why I should die.
Then I was inspired, now I'm sad and tired. After all, I've tried for 3 years, seems like 90. Why then am I scared to finish what I started,
what you started? I didn't start it, God, thy will is hard, but you hold every card. I will drink your cup of poison, nail me to your cross and break me, bleed me, beat me, kill me, take me now before I change my mind.
The beautiful thing in life is that all the different types of people, the thinkers, the feelers, the intuitors, the sensors, they can all join together in harmonious worship. Here's Brian Dirksen's Come, Now is the Time to Worship. Bye for now.
You are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose.